That's mad. Right, that's mad. On one side, you have to respect people who are in that industry because it is a big industry. On the other side, you have to look at culture and society and the world and all of the statistics and everything else connected with that, and it's all very mad. The number one cause of death in the world is diseases related to alcohol. It's the number one cause of death in the world. I think the number two cause of death in the world is from the side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. So somebody is sick and they take a drug that's prescribed to them, but they die from something, from a side effect of the drug that they're given. And then there's smoking related side effects and death as well. And all of these are like killing millions and millions and millions of people every year. And it's kind of amusing that the news media never ever reports on it. The only bad thing in the media is guns, right? Guns kill people, so we have to have less guns. But everything else is okay. And we have these alcohol, you know, they sponsor big events, right? You know, the alcohol manufacturers, they sponsor festivals and music events, and of course it's different from country to country, depending upon the laws. Sports events as well, big sponsor of those, I think, in most countries, although the laws are different in different countries. It's interesting. It took a long time for me to completely reject alcohol as a general negative in the world. It took a long time. It took me like 40 years to say, no, I don't really want to be involved in that kind of culture. And the pressure from society to drink alcohol is huge. It's absolutely huge because alcohol is everywhere. It's everywhere. And it's very hard to avoid it. And it's promoted everywhere as well, from James Bond drinking alcohol to pop stars and rock stars. And there's almost nothing negative ever printed about alcohol, especially strong alcohol. And it's kind of wrong. There's a place for alcohol as medicine. There's a place for very strong alcohol as something which kills negative bacteria in the human body. And so there's definitely a place for it, in the world. But if we think originally that, if we remember originally that alcohol was a medicine, then then everybody is medicating themselves all the time. It's a slight exaggeration to say everybody and all the time, but what are the statistics? 10% of the world is drunk at any one point in time. It's an incredible statistic. It's incredible that 10% of the world is drunk at any one point in time. And when I had children, I completely reevaluated my perspective on alcohol, and I now have very strong opinions about it. And the good thing about the world is everybody has a different opinion, and it's okay. It's okay to have different opinions because everybody has a different experience. And everybody is coming from a different society, a different culture, a different family, a different place. And so they're, what they've learned in life is very different. But I have very strong rules that I taught my children about it. And here's the lesson. It goes like this. Can a person drink alcohol and drive a car? All right, and then the next question is, you understand, these are questions that I give my children, okay? This is how I present it to my kids. Yeah. Okay, so can a person drink alcohol and drive a car? Answer, no. Question, why? Why can't you drink alcohol and drive a car? What's wrong with it? What's wrong with drinking alcohol and driving a car? Okay, so how much alcohol can you drink before you drive? Is it a good idea, is what I'm asking. And the answer is no. But in most of the time you can't do it, and it's not a good idea. Why is it not a good idea? Because driving a car is a responsible activity, and you can't drink and be responsible. It's not possible. Now, many countries in the world have work laws where you cannot drink alcohol in the workplace because you cannot work and be responsible. And many factories, these are classic examples, yeah, where you health and safety, right? We live in perhaps in certain parts of the world a health and safety culture, and so it's not permitted or accepted there. Not only that, not only are you not allowed to drink at work, you're not allowed to arrive at work with alcohol in your body, right? Which could be the fact that you went out for lunch and had a drink, or it could be that you went out the night before with friends or colleagues and you had a drink, and then you come back into work in the morning, and it's in your blood, it's in your bloodstream. Now, I'm talking as a person who has done everything in life that they should not do. Okay, if it's a bad idea, I probably did it at some point in time, and it took me a long time to get to the other side and realize that that all of these things were very, very bad mistakes. And so the key point with what I teach my children is responsibility. We don't want a person to drink alcohol and drive a car. We don't want a person to drink alcohol and be at work, because these are, you don't want the bus driver to be drinking alcohol, right? You don't want the train driver to be drinking alcohol. You don't want the pilot to be drinking alcohol. You don't want the taxi driver to be drinking alcohol. You don't want the person who's making your food in the kitchen in the restaurant to be drinking alcohol, right? Because you don't want these people to be not professional. You don't want your doctor to be drinking alcohol. You don't want your dentist to be drinking alcohol, right? Yeah, did any position of responsibility, you don't want the pilot of the boat to be drinking alcohol. Any position of responsibility, you don't want the person to have any alcohol in their body at all, because it's not responsible. Now, here's the really, really, really difficult point to communicate and get across. Every time you drink alcohol, you become not responsible. Every single time you drink alcohol, you become not responsible. Oh, what if I'm with my friends and I'm with my family and I'm with my colleagues and or whatever? Well, what if they're drinking as well? You're a whole group of people being not responsible together. I mean, that's collective insanity, basically. So if I want to teach my children responsibility, I have to teach them that anytime anybody ever drinks alcohol, they immediately become not responsible. as a person. Whether it's at work, out in society at a social event, or privately at home. Anytime anybody drinks alcohol anywhere, they become not responsible. Because you see someone drink alcohol, would you give them your car keys? No, that's fucking stupid, right? But you trust people's opinions when they're in a psychological state of no responsibility. You can't do that. You can't trust anybody who's in a psychological state of no responsibility. You can't do that ever. The moment you see, this is what I teach my kids, the moment you see someone drink alcohol, any alcohol, whether it's a beer, a whiskey, a mixed drink, or wait for this, or if there's alcohol in food, yeah? Or if there's alcohol in food, now some foods contain alcohol. Some sauces for foods contain alcohol. Every time that someone consumes alcohol, they become immediately not responsible. And that is dangerous. That's a dangerous situation to be in. And that's what I teach my kids. I said, you have to keep away from all of these people at any time they ever drink alcohol. Anytime. Because they're immediately not responsible. You wouldn't trust them to operate a machine. You wouldn't trust them to drive a car. You can't trust them to make any decision that is the right decision in that state of mind, in that state of being. And that's my lesson for my kids. Nobody who drinks alcohol is a responsible person. Nobody. They are all irresponsible. All of them, 100% of the time, because they cannot be responsible for their actions because they can't act properly because they're not in control. And that applies to everybody at all times. That's what I teach my kids. I teach my kids, if you ever touch alcohol, you immediately put yourself and everyone else around about you in a situation of danger. And so it's your choice. I tell them, it's your choice in life what you do. But you have been warned. Don't ever come to me and say, oh, this happened because of that, or that happened because of that. I've fucking told you, right? Don't ever come to me and cry. Don't ever come to me and complain. Don't ever come to me and say, oh, this, or don't ever come to me and give me some stupid reason. Don't ever come to me and give me an excuse. Don't ever, ever come to me and expect any sympathy or any help from me if any problem ever occurs as a result of alcohol. Whether someone crashes a car, or whether you take someone's advice when they're drunk, that's fucking stupid, right? Or, you know what, I've told my oldest daughter this. You'll go out to a bar, you'll have a few drinks, you'll be with friends, you'll get drunk and you'll wake up pregnant because you're not in control. That's what I told my oldest daughter, right? Do you know how much of the world that happens to? Do you know how many women that happens to? They go out and they have a few drinks and they forget where they are and who they're with, and they're just having a good time, right? They're just having a good time with their friends, right? So I told my oldest daughter that all drugs are a trap. All drugs are a trap. They put you in a position that's a very negative position because they take away your personal responsibility. And the worst of all the drugs that exist in the world is alcohol. It's the worst one. Because, and it's the worst one because people will tell you it's okay. Your friends will tell you it's okay. Your colleagues will tell you it's okay. Your family will tell you it's okay. And it's never okay. And you have to be very, very careful of who you trust. You have to be very careful of who you trust because you can't trust people who are not responsible. And the moment that alcohol enters your body, you are not responsible anymore. Therefore, you can't trust anybody who's drinking because they're not responsible. You can't trust it. And I've seen it 100,000 times in my life. Now, there's an argument on the other side, which is you can drink to be sociable, you can drink in moderation. As I said earlier, some alcohol is part of medicine, some alcohol is part of religious ceremonies. Some drugs are necessary at certain points in time for, very obvious reasons to save lives, for example. But you know why? Can you get alcohol in a hospital? No, you can't. There's very obvious reasons why you can't or shouldn't. I mean, get sort of drinking alcohol and whatever. And I think it's a conversation that adults need to have with children that they don't have. And I think if you've got children that are female, it's even more important. If you've got children who are male, they will hopefully grow up with a masculine perspective on society. And the masculine perspective is to have responsibility and care over the elements of the world around about you. And that, man, should you drink alcohol while you're pregnant? Right. I mean, this is so much, right? No, why not? Because it fucks up the baby. All right. The baby's going to be born with an arm sticking out its head or something. Right? It screws up the baby. So you shouldn't drink alcohol while you're pregnant. And the world is funny because women drink alcohol and then get pregnant and then stop drinking alcohol until they give birth and then start drinking alcohol. He's like, protect the baby, but not myself. It doesn't really make much sense. And the world is like that a lot of the time. There's a lot of things in the world that don't really make any sense. It's not practical. It's not logical. It's not useful. It's not helpful. And nobody wants to have the conversation with kids that alcohol might be one of the greatest evils in the world. It might be. What was one of the reasons the Soviet Union fell? It was alcohol. Society was so messed up on alcohol. Like the average age for men in the Soviet Union up until 1980 was 46. I know this because I read about it, right? The average age for men was 46 because most of them died of alcohol-related diseases. Like in Western culture, it was 60 something. In Russia, it was 46 because for men, because so many men got messed up with alcohol, and it destroyed. Alcohol destroys cultures and societies. What happened to the American Indians? They were destroyed by alcohol. Alcohol was imported into their communities and it completely destroyed them. And there are many other examples of alcohol being imported, exported, and other drugs into various different cultures and it destroying the culture completely. And alcohol is only one drug. And so in this whole scenario, in this whole perspective, my question to my children is, where's the positive? Where's the benefit? Where's the goodness? Because the number one rule for life is don't do anything today that will make tomorrow more difficult. It's the number one rule for life. Don't do anything today that will make tomorrow more difficult. And into that equation of life is the fact that if you drink alcohol today, you become less responsible. And that less responsibility carries into things that we have to do tomorrow. And I don't want my children to grow up surrounded by people who think that alcohol is okay. I don't want that. I don't want that at all. I don't want them to have friends that thinking drink the friends that think drinking too much is okay. I don't want that at all. I want them to be aware of the danger, and I want to point out the danger before it happens, because there's no other way to do it. The drugs are bad, and alcohol is the worst of the worst. It's the worst of the worst because people think it's okay, but it's never okay. And I know my opinions are extreme on that, but that's my experience. It's the only way to deal with it is zero tolerance. From the lessons that I teach my children, I try to ask them questions that have obvious answers, right? Questions that have obvious answers. Right? The world is not as complicated as it seems if you take each problem one by one by one by one. Yeah. If you take each problem, it's not as complicated as it seems. Now, here's the question for my children. Does alcohol make you stronger or weaker? Right? Does alcohol make you stronger or weaker? Now, hopefully, my children are smart enough to realize that it's not something that makes them stronger. It's not something that makes them stronger. Then the question is, do you want to make yourself weaker? Do you want to put yourself in that position? Now, for some people, yes, right? For some people, the answer is going to be yes. And I understand that. Free world, free choice. Do what you want, but don't hurt anybody. Yeah. Do what you want, but don't hurt anybody. Yeah. So I ask my kids, is what you're doing, and it's not just about alcohol, it's about anything, is what you're doing making you better or making you worse? Is it helping you or is it hurting you? And if you can clearly see that it's in one camp or the other camp, one side or the other side, just like in business, right? Just like in business, when you're communicating with someone, you want them to see that your product is clearly the better product. You want to give them you want to give them a question that's easy to answer. You want to give them the best product so that there's no choice, because the choice is obvious, because the choice is clear, because everybody knows. And you want to you navigate to that point with very simple yes no questions, very simple black or white questions. You want an easier life or a harder life, really? You know, that's what we're asking people. Business should exist through its complicated mechanisms to overall make everything easier for the client at the end of the day. It's not, I'm not saying that any job is easy. It's not. And there's 1,001 complications in each job. And everyone has to learn how to do things correctly, no matter what the job is. But we want to navigate people to the right answer, and we want it to be clear. We want it to be obvious, because clarity prevents confusion, and it helps make the right decision, and it helps us get there faster as well. And the other point that I want to make is called, it's called the philosophy of the lowest common denominator, which is very simply said, your team is only as good as the weakest player in the team. Right? Your team is only as good as if you, and whether it's a football team, or the most classic example is Tour de France cycling, where The team can only go as fast as the slowest rider in the team. You can only go as fast as the slowest rider in the team. And that principle also applies to society, life, family, and friendships. That if there's someone in your group who is a weak link, that is where everybody is, right? That is where everybody is. You're only as strong as the weakest person in your team. It doesn't matter if you're a fantastic football player. It doesn't matter if you're fantastic, if the rest of your team is bad, right? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you've got 10 world-class football players in your team. It doesn't matter if your goalkeeper's bad. Right? It doesn't matter. So each group, or family, or society, or culture in the world, is only as strong as the lowest level within that, and that becomes more visible over time. It's a hard lesson to teach kids, but the answer is through observation, through look around you, look at the people around you, try to assess which direction they're going in life. Are they going up or are they going down? Because sometimes people go up and they elevate themselves and they get better, and sometimes people degenerate, they go down, they get worse. And you want to surround yourself with people who are on the up and not on the down. You want to surround yourself with people who have higher skills, not lower skills. And if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong fucking room. Right? If you're the smartest, but you're in the wrong room, right? Because that means everybody else is not smart, right? Because we have to look at ourselves and think that we're all stupid, because we are, right? Right? And if we look around ourselves and realize that everyone else is even more stupid than we are, we're in the wrong place. We're completely in the wrong place, and we need to get as far away from that place as possible, and seek to be better, seek to improve things. Anyway, that's just to round off the lessons for kids that become more and more important as they grow up. And it's easier to learn the lesson younger than it is to teach the lesson older. It's easier to sit down and instruct the 10-year-old than it is to get the attention of the 15-year-old, right? You want them to learn the lessons when they're younger so that they apply them. And then their friends will respect them because they'll see that they're heading in the right direction if they've got the right kinds of friends. So trust and friendship is key to growth.